This is the BBC.
On Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, I become Chris's new music teacher. Also, why don't I question it before eating anything at all? And we want you to let us take control of the song for the first dance at your wedding. Only you won't know what it is. So I've been in Germany this weekend. You were at another wedding, weren't you?
Yeah, I was at, I was at HRH's wedding. HRH, who works on the show, the posh one who works on our show.
We called him HRH because his Royal Highness looks posh. Look, so he looks royal.
It was. It was.
Was it a royal event?
The royal wedding. And it was great. And I was DJing it.
Sorry about that.
Well, we were both meant to be DJing it. Of course, you pulled out because you had something else going on.
Yes. So I've been in Germany this weekend. Hosting this thing on the internet. And I've got to say, it reminded me again, and I love them for it, how honest Europeans are. Like, generally, when we say stuff, we would hold back. Mm. But with them, there's no filter, and I really enjoy it.
So it sounds to me that something's happened then.
I enjoy it for a couple of days. So I remember a couple of years ago, I was in Vienna with my friend Nora. And we were out one night, and this girl comes up to her and says, "Excuse me, you look very bad." She's like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "You look very bad." She's like, "What?" She's like, "You have lipstick on your teeth? It looks bad. You need to go to the bathroom now and remove." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." And she was visibly like,
I know, because you're not used to that sort of direct... it's not even confrontation, because it's not people being confrontational. But I think often when you're a pop star as well, and I think, did we speak to Harry Styles about this actually? And he was saying that, you know, some of the questions he gets asked in other countries.
Yeah, they're very direct.
Very direct.
Yeah. The one question that I remember Harry telling us about the Germans that asked him when they were all together in One Direction sticks in mind.
Yes.
But I can't even tell you what it is, because it's direct.
I mean, it would shock you.
As a first question, it's not, "Hi, how are you? How's your new album?" It was straight in.
So anyway, what's happened to you?
Right. Imagine that though. First thing someone says when they come up to you, "You look bad. You look very bad." So I was hosting this thing, and the German director of the show comes up to me after it's finished, and we're having a little drink, and he's like, pats me on the back, and he's like, "Good work, Scott. Great job." I don't know where he was from, because what a weird accent I'm doing.
Go with it.
He's like, "Great job, Scott. Very stressful at times. You coped very well with the situation, with a few hiccups. I've got to be honest, in rehearsal, you had us all worried, because you were crap. But it was all right on the night."
That's so good, because you never get to hear that kind of thing.
In rehearsals, you were crap.
A bit of honesty there.
But I quite enjoy it. This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Okay, all right. Just because I got a little bit of German honesty last night doesn't mean that you sassy lot can start doing it. Look at the messages that are coming in.
Yeah, well, come on. Let's all just be a bit more European then.
Shall we? A bit more direct. "Scott, last week your show was bad, but so far good today." That's from A in London. "Just the rehearsal's been bad. I've been saying the same thing for years about all of it." That's from Matt. "Can you stop being so honest now? I've had I had enough of it. Scott, your bangers choices last week were awful." I know. "But thanks for the honesty. It can stop now. Cheers. Thanks. Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1. I had a funny flashback at the weekend about school, and in particular about singing lessons that I used to have at school, because I used to have a badge on my jumper which said choir.
Oh, I remember you were a choir boy, yeah.
I was a choir boy, so I was in the choir, and when you were in the choir, you got a special badge, but I thought it said chore on my jumper, so I always wondered why I had a chore badge.
Right.
On. This was primary school, by the way.
Did no one ever say, "You're in the choir, so that's why this sticker's on"?
No, I think then I put two and two together, but I think from a young age, most people are put into the choir at school.
Well, I wasn't.
But that's odd. You must be really, really bad, because I think most school children have to join the choir.
No.
It's like, it's a done thing.
I was never asked. I've never done any singing in my life.
Are you sure? Because especially when your voice is really high, they naturally just... Everyone is sort of singing the same kind of thing.
What are you saying? I've got a high voice?
No, I'm saying aged about
9, 10
years old, you would have been really high.
My first radio shows, I was sounded like this.
Yeah. Well, I was in the choir at school, and I was talking to a mate about this, And we were talking about our old music teacher, because there was two amazing things about her. One was that I'm fairly convinced, looking back, that she got us to sing her favourite songs.
What, so she's getting the class to sing them just because she likes them?
Yeah, they're just her favourite songs. And instead of being able to listen to them at school, she was just getting us to sing them. And the second thing with her was how she used to teach us. She was like the most stereotypical music teacher ever. And I think she epitomises like all music teachers everywhere in the way that she used to teach us. Because they're super creative.
Yeah.
But ultimately, all day, they're on their feet and singing. And that is a funny job.
See also dance teachers. There was a woman, I can't remember her name, who was terrifying but fun at the same time. And on the first group dance, no one's done it before, right? And we're all in this room together.
On Strictly?
Yeah, everyone's really nervous. And she stood at the front. We're all going to have to move, like, dance towards her.
Mm.
She grabs her boobs and goes, "Look at these and smile.
What?
These are the camera."
Oh, right, okay.
Which felt a bit weird. Like, I've never experienced anything like that.
No.
So we had to smile at them like they were a camera, a TV camera.
Well, my music teacher didn't do that. But she was very eccentric. I would agree with you there.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, like the way she used to teach us was to try and get us to kind of put feeling into the song. She would say the words from the song at us, almost like a question.
Yeah.
So that we were almost talking to her to then put the real emphasis on the right words.
Right, I know exactly what you mean. I think there'll be a lot of music teachers on saying that they do this.
Yeah, I think it's quite a stereotypical music teacher kind of thing to do.
Or maybe if you're a pupil and they do this to you, we'll explain.
But if you don't remember, it really reminds me of a clip of, and this is proper reaching, this is quite old, it's Fern Cotton learning a song called Driftwood by Travis on Fame Academy. Like some Comic Relief Fame Academy years ago.
A long time ago.
And she was having a singing lesson in preparation. Now,
is this okay to play?
Well, she doesn't like us playing this.
Oh.
Which is why we haven't played it for years. But it really demonstrates what I'm talking about.
Thing is, Fern doesn't need to be embarrassed. She's quite good. And
yeah.
This is a long time ago. The music teacher is a girl called Carrie Grant, who you still see on TV from time to time. Like one of the best vocal coaches in the business. And this is obviously how she gets emotion out of people.
Mm. But it so reminds me of my music teacher.
So if you imagine in this clip, Fern is just trying to sing her heart out. But Carrie, the music teacher, it has her back to her. She's completely turned away. She's like, OK, sing to me. And the way she gets Fern's emotion out is quite something. Listen to this.
Let me hear. If I wasn't looking at you, I want to hear the anger.
Everything is
tell me the story.
Nothing set in stone.
Good.
Rivers turn to oceans.
What's home like?
Oceans tide.
Let me feel it.
Home is where your heart is. But your heart had to roam.
What happened to it?
Drifting over bridges. Never to return. Watching bridges.
What am I?
Your driftwood floating on.
More angry.
Breaking into pieces.
That pain.
Pieces. Pieces.
Pain.
Good.
I want to hear the pain.
Just driftwood hollow end of no.
More angry.
Waterfall.
Go on, Fern.
Find you. Find you.
And let me know you found the strength to say it's the end.
That's a great one.
I didn't think it would happen. But it really is the end of the line.
That's good.
So I'm sorry that you've turned to driftwood.
Good.
But you've been drifting for a long, long time.
Aww. Fern is good.
Right. Fern's annoying because she's one of those people in life that's good at everything.
Mm.
Like, she'll never be bad at anything. If she did, like, The Jungle, she'd be amazing at it. If she did Strictly, she'd be amazing at it. Like, she'd probably never sung before, but just was quite good. That was one of her early singing lessons.
But don't you love the music teachers that do that, ask you questions to try and get out the passion? Wouldn't it be amazing if we just did this with people performing in the Live Lounge this month?
What are you?
What are... Like, to Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How many problems have you got?
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I reckon if I was your music teacher, I could get results.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think?
I'm going to have a go in a minute.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Do you fancy a bit of singing role play then?
Yeah, I'm not mad about singing on the radio, though.
No.
It generally sounds awful.
Yeah, but like, I can be your vocal coach and then I can get the best out of you.
Yeah, and perhaps this way of teaching me could actually make it good.
Mm.
I mean, it's a shame we can't actually do this with a Live Lounge artist. That, for me, would feel better in this situation.
Well, we could ask Clara.
She's not a live lounge artist.
No, she's got the keys to the live lounge, though,
isn't
she?
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant get her to sing. Right. I'd say it's a similar problem.
You're right, you are a terrible singer, but with my direction, like Cary Grant on Fern Cotton, could be a lot better.
What song are we going for?
I've decided to go for Rain by The Script.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready? Do you want a bit of... Hang on.
Okay, well, so I'm just going to sing it like normal, how I...
La 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 la.
And then you're going to throw in the direction.
I'm your teacher, okay? Right, so I've got my back turned. That's because I want to hear the emotion. I want to hear the power. All right?
Ready?
Okay, here we go. When did you wake up?
Woke up this morning. Can shake the thunder from last night.
Good. What did you do with the summer?
You left with no warning and took the summer from my life.
Okay, what did you give me?
I gave you my everything. Now my world, it don't seem right.
Good, let me feel it.
Can we just go back to penis again?
Don't say penis.
I said being us. Okay. I said being us.
Sure. Right, from the top.
Do we have to start again?
Yes. I need to be more authoritative as well.
Ready?
Yes. When did you wake up?
I woke up this morning, can shake the thunder from last night.
What did you do with the summer?
You left with no warning and I took the summer from my life.
Good. What did you give me?
I gave you my everything and now my world, it don't seem right.
Where should we go back to?
Can we just go back to being us again?
I didn't realise you liked it so much in the first place. When you're sitting in the bar, what happens?
Because when I'm sitting in the bar, all the lovers with umbrellas always pass me by.
Where are you living?
It's like I'm living in the dark and my heart's turned cold since you left my life.
Good, let me feel it.
And no matter where I go, girl, I know that I'm alone, there are no blue skies.
What are you doing wrong?
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Because baby, when you're gone,
what's the weather?
All it does is rain. Rain. Rain.
Tell
down
me, what's each drop like?
Each drop is pain. Pain. Pain when you
good
leave. It's such a shame. We messed it up, you and me.
More anger.
Because baby, when you're gone, what's all it does is rain.
What does it feel like?
It feels like, oh.
More emotion.
Like, oh.
Again.
It feels like, oh.
When I'm gone, what does it do?
Because, baby, when you're gone, all it does is rain.
See, that, it was a lot better with my direction.
I feel better for that kind of singing lesson. I feel better for the direction.
Okay, let's do one more. I'd like to do Versace on the Floor by Bruno Mars. Okay. I'm your teacher, you're the singer.
Right.
I really want to hear the emotion here. I'm turning my back to you again.
Let me get the lyrics.
So you're going to have to really, really sing it to me like you mean it, okay? Because I can't see you. It's like The Voice.
Okay, fine.
Right?
I'm ready.
Okay.
This song is gross.
I know. Okay, I've got my back turned. Tell me how fast you want it.
Let's take our time tonight. Girl,
who's watching?
Above us, all the stars are watching.
Do you like being here?
There's no place I'd rather be in this world.
Look at my eyes.
Your eyes are where I'm lost in.
Good.
Underneath the chandelier, we're dancing all alone.
Okay, good. Should I hide?
There's no reason to hide. Winning inside. Right now.
Okay, what do we do with the lights?
Baby, let's just turn down the lights.
The door's open.
Close the door.
What about my dress?
Oh, I love that dress, but you won't need it anymore.
Why?
No, you won't need it no more.
Should I keep it on or?
Let's just kiss till we're naked.
Actually, horrible.
Oh, this is gross.
No.
It's taken a horrible turn because without the music, it's a horrible conversation we're having.
Let's just stick to the script one.
We'll stick with the script.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, this is sweet. Alexandra off Ascot's been on saying, broke up with my boyfriend last night, so feeling pretty down today, but the singing lesson with Scott's direction has actually made me cry with laughter. That's really nice.
Aww.
Thank you. I reckon I could direct you more in some songs.
It really it gets you thinking about the lyrics as well, because the horrible thing is, for me at one point, it almost felt like we were having a conversation,
well,
not one I wanted to have.
So I've just we've just taken the music away from what we were just doing, and listen to this. Without the music, this sounds really odd. Tell me how fast you want it.
Let's take our time tonight.
See? If there's no music there, it's...
Yeah, it's horrible.
What do we do with the lights?
Let's just turn down the lights.
The door's
close
open.
Close the door.
What about my dress?
Oh, I love that dress, but you won't need it anymore.
Actually, the singing still not great, actually, is it? Like when you hear it without the music. BBC.
Scott Mills.
Okay, I've got Zane coming up with Sia, that track Dusk Till Dawn, which we had as a pop emergency on the show last week. And Zane came on to talk to us as well. Loads of things we're chatting about, including what he's done to his hair.
Yeah, I just shaved my head because I'd bleached it too many times. It's a bit scarred. And,
is that why you did it?
Yeah, the bleach affects your hair, doesn't it? So you've got to shave it off.
A lot of the internet were going, oh, is he all right? But yeah, it's just bleached his hair too much. We also asked about potential collaborations on his forthcoming album.
I don't want to say exactly who yet, because I don't want to give it away. I know there's a feature with Nicki Minaj on that. But yeah, there's some other sick people as well. Some big people involved, it's really cool.
No, I hadn't seen that Nicki Minaj thing anywhere, so...
No.
I don't think we realised he slipped that out.
Well, he said he wasn't going to name anyone, then he named her, like, almost immediately, but... I'd heard rumours about it. I just didn't know if it had been confirmed. I think that's the first time he's confirmed it.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I said earlier that I was in Germany at the weekend and was loving their honesty. I was doing this show, hosting this show, and the German director guy afterwards was like, very good, Scott, very good host. We were worried in rehearsal because you were crap. Is it a day or a couple of days of being honest, is it? Because I just showed one of the guys downstairs, I just went outside for a bit of fresh air, showed him my pass, which has got my picture in, and he went, nice picture.
It's because what you've done with your pass, which is like what a lot of presenters I've noticed do at Radio 1, is they use a picture which is also like a big promo picture. It's like obviously lots of makeup and a silly pose.
So you're saying it looks nothing like me? Is that what he's saying?
It's a bit OTT for a pass.
Right.
But I do think people really do care too much about what their pass photo looks like. And I think this happens in a lot of offices as well, because you have to keep the same picture, obviously, for the whole time that you're employed. And sometimes it's on your desk or you've got to wear it.
And if you've been here a long time, do you know what I mean? But yeah, actually just laughed in my face there at the pass.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Louis, hello.
Hi there.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all good, thank you.
Yeah, you? What's going on? What are you doing?
just driving up to Scotland.
Okay, from where?
From Essex.
Essex?
Yeah.
Do you ever get bored?
Yeah, a lot.
Well, obviously not when you're listening to Radio 1, of course.
Yeah, no, obviously, but...
And Louis, have you had a good summer, would you say? I mean, it kind of feels like we're getting to this stage now where you do ask that kind of thing. It does feel like it's a little bit over.
Yeah, it's rubbish weather. It feels like summer's ended. It's now winter, that's it.
Right, the last couple of days are the first days for months that I've not worn shorts, and that's a sure sign that winter is coming.
Winter is coming, yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess you're on the road a lot with your job, so you probably feel like all the Radio 1 DJs are your actual friends. We are, of course.
Yes, you are.
We are.
All the time.
We are.
Always in between one.
And normally, who do you pick on bangers, me or Scott?
Normally Chris.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, this is what I've got for you today. Five Seconds of Summer. Where have they gone? I think they're coming back. She looks so perfect.
From what I've seen on Instagram, they're just always performing.
Yeah.
Around the world. Always performing. That's a tune. But I do think I can beat it today, Scott. My banger choice today is this.
Oh,
it is full on. This is Chop Suey, System of a Down. God, what a battle today, Scott.
Oh, I don't know. Louis, help.
It's definitely a Chris job. This,
I knew it
again.
Would be. I knew.
Try
more honesty coming in. Scott, it's a day for being honest in your life. You've lost your edge completely on bangers. Thank you. Cheers.
Ah, that was good to hear. That was a tune.
How am I supposed to win against that?
Oh, mate, banger. It was like a clear out. It just full on, wasn't it? It just sort of...
A clear out?
What do you know what I mean? Just sort of shakes you up a little bit. Oh. But check this out. Gemma... dog grooming right now in Nesta. She just put, what just happened? I hate the song. Reminds me of an ex-boyfriend. But that will happen if a song reminds you of an ex. Can't be helped.
Yeah. And it will make you hate a song, won't it? I need to start playing Dirty, says Rich in his van. It's getting ridiculous now.
Is it Seren who says, I have been betrayed. How could anything beat Five Sauce? A few angry Five Sauce fans on.
Yeah. Not that many.
Scott Mills.
Did you see that photo I WhatsApped you the other day?
Of
there
which
was
one?
There was a cab outside... Radio 1. And when it's for famous people, they have name boards in. Mm-hmm. And it said Ashanti.
Did it?
Yeah.
No, I somehow missed this one. I must have had you on mute.
And my rude. My caption was, a taxi's arrived from 2003.
Good for me.
Thank you.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
So you were DJing at a wedding of one of the team at the weekend.
I was. Sadly, you couldn't make it. No. And you informed him very last minute of that.
It wasn't that last minute, actually.
And I was left to DJ on my own, which was fine.
We're supposed to go back to Mac, weren't we, mate?
It was really good fun. And in fact, then Greg was... I was sort of warming up. And then Greg was on afterwards. And we ended up DJing together, and that was good fun.
Oh, you didn't need me.
No, actually, we had a good time. Well, no, we actually formed quite a formidable sort of wedding DJ partnership there, actually.
Okay. What was the first dance?
Anyway, first dance, it's really frustrating me. And this is what I wanted to talk about, because I can't really remember what it was. I'd never heard of the song before.
Right.
It was by Natalie Cole. And I remember HOH saying, oh, this is what we want for our first dance. I was thinking, really? Because I'm sure it's a personal song.
Yeah, but he's the kind of person...
I wouldn't have gone with it.
No, he would have chosen, like, we're going to have... We decided on a track from Wolf Alice's second album.
Yeah. I mean, so I was tempted, because obviously I was the one dealing with the first dance. I was tempted to just swap it out for a different first dance.
I know. It is quite you're in a powerful position there, aren't
Such
you?
Such a powerful position, because they get announced onto the dance floor, and at that point, really...
You can play anything.
They've just got to go with it.
Yeah.
So I was thinking to myself, well, what have I got here which could, you know, be a better first dance song? And then I was thinking, well, do I want a better first dance song, or do I want something more inappropriate just for a laugh, and then I can video it?
And I know for a fact that this is on one of your USBs.
This would have been great. This would have been perfect.
It's our song, Maneater.
See also by the same artist, Promiscuous Girl. I saw that on the USB and I thought, maybe. I heard the bride was a big fan of Britney.
Right. So why not?
But a lot of couples don't do that sort of traditional first dance thing, you know, where it's really slow and, you know, some couples, I was at a wedding not that long ago where they wanted Arctic Monkeys as first dance.
First dance.
And that was quite cool because everyone was sort of going for it. But I did feel in a position of power. I could have gone for something like this. I ain't saying she
a gold digger. Oh my God. But she ain't messing with
no broke. And that's nothing against HOH or his
now wife. Highly inappropriate. Or for her, you could have had... I was busy thinking about boys. Yes. Or... I got a text
from your ex. Good one, yes. You see what I'm thinking?
Yeah. It's so here's what I think we'd like to do, right? If you or someone you know are getting married quite soon, you've not decided on the first dance song yet, I feel like if you let us pick it for you, and it has to be played...
It has to be played, and maybe you don't actually know what it is until it's played. Yeah. If you're happy to be in that position...
Then let us know. Email us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
But Scott, why would someone do that?
Right, because I think if you're willing to do it, then I'll try and get you a message from, like, one of your favourite pop stars or...
Brilliant.
Or you know, actors or whatever. Like I did for my best mate, who was obsessed with Example at the
time. That's right, he was.
Here's what got played at the wedding.
Hello, Freya. It's Example here. Sorry, Mr. Example. Hey. Just wanted to congratulate you on your wedding to the wonderful Kirsty. So I'm told. I hope the first dance is going to be one of my songs.
Yeah. That was from the actual wedding video, which had just made someone go through here at Radio 1.
To find that one little bit.
Yeah, that's why there was a Queen song in the background. But poor girl.
Oh, yeah,
poor girl's been searching through the video of them just looking lovingly into each other's eyes for the last half an hour just to find that bit.
So I think potentially a good deal there. If you'll let us pick your first dance song, then hopefully we can get some pop star to give a message during your wedding.
Yeah. I mean, don't ask too big. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what, we will decide our song based on how big the pop star is that you ask for.
Yeah. I mean,
if you go for someone super big and it's difficult for us to get hold of, trust me, your first dance is going to be extraordinary.
It's probably going to be hard for me to get hold of, like, Adele. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if it means, like, that we can play, like...
Yeah, but if your favourite pop star's like Ella Henderson...
I do.
Then I can... I can probably sort that. Anyway, let us know.
Scott Mills.
You see, I could probably sort that one out. Lorna, well, not in time, though, because I think, you're getting married this Friday. They've struggled massively over their first song. Love a message from the script. See, they were in last week. We could have sorted that. So you put your first dance song in our hands, I get you a message.
Yeah, and a lot of people are willing to do this.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting loads of messages. Go on, do it then. But what about if you don't know what it's going to be, but it could be something like this.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know what we're going to choose.
Great shout. Also, I think this is quite helpful to people because I think when people get married, a lot of people think that you can just tweet Ed Sheeran.
Yeah,
just tweet these artists and to perform at the wedding. And I know it's the most important day in your lives, but they probably won't turn up.
It's not going to happen.
I'm almost certain they won't.
But I get a lot of messages. It's always Ed Sheeran as well. Can you
ask Ed?
Could you reckon Ed could play at our wedding? Absolutely not.
He's not
going to happen.
He's not going to.
And he's not. He's one of the biggest stars in the world. I know it's the biggest day of your life, but like...
My girlfriend's sister did this, didn't she?
Real talk. Oh, don't say that.
No, that's fine. That's fine to say.
Yeah, well, yeah, she did ask. Yeah.
She did ask, and then she asked both me and you to speak to him as well. We never did.
Yeah, can you turn up at the wedding? No, he's playing a stadium in Rio.
Embarrassing to ask.
Not going to turn up in Maidenhead, is he?
No,
unannounced.
Not. Okay, it's all getting a bit personal now.
Hello to Amelia. Liam proposed to her in front of the inflatable chapel at Bestival at the weekend. That's magical. They couldn't be happier. They're massive fans of Jamie T. I could probably sort that out.
Great.
And I get control of the first dance. This could be epic. One BBC. Radio 1. I love these messages coming in now about the first dance. Remember, you won't know what the song is until it gets pressed play on, okay? You won't find out before what it is. You've just got to be like, yeah, this is our first dance.
Yeah, in front of family, friends and everything, you just got to dance with confidence.
And we'll get it filmed, so we'll see the moment of awkwardness. But if you're prepared to hand it over to us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I like this one. Get me a message from Stormzy, you can pick anything.
Yes.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
I was on this flight quite early this morning, and they just kind of handed out these sandwiches to everyone. And... you know, a lot of people, when they get handed something, they don't know what it is. They'll check what's in it, they'll open it up, they'll
give it a sniff maybe,
and then they'll be like, oh, it's cheese, I don't like cheese. I've decided that I don't do this at all with anything.
No, so I've noticed. It's interesting you say this because it's something I've been talking about with someone else before.
About me?
No, it's something I've noticed with you.
Well, what have you not
told anything
me
goes
before?
In. No, you don't. You're so right. You don't even sniff it.
No. Do you?
Of course, any normal person would.
I still have no idea what was in this sandwich. It was some kind of mystery meat. But rather than just go, excuse me, what's in this? It was like some seeded bread. I don't know. I'd never really tasted anything like it before. But I didn't even question it. I just opened the cling film and went, and stood straight in there.
Yeah.
When I went to Japan, couldn't really understand a lot of the menus. I just used to order things like and that one and that one and that one, not knowing what they were. I didn't care. It just goes all in.
Mate, one of the nastiest things I've seen you eat.
Oh, come on. Don't be so...
No,
what
was
say?
Like a really sweaty sandwich in Kavos. No, it wasn't Kavos. Was it Kavos? No, it was Zante.
Right, so you...
The airport there.
Hang on, you've noticed...
Mate,
you
had no standards whatsoever.
You've noticed this about me before?
Yeah, and it was in cling film, and it was before you even go through the gate at Zante. You were just... You determined to have some food, and there's a little shop there, and you went and bought this. It was like sweating.
It was sweaty.
In the cling film. It was, and it was scrunched up. You know, like every now and then when your packed lunch would go kind of manky.
Yeah.
Where it all just sort of folded in on itself because you squashed your bag.
Yeah.
Because you're using it as a goalpost.
Yeah, I don't care. I've been in really hot countries before, and like there'd be a sandwich in my bag
all
day.
You'll eat anything.
Yeah, it'd be there on the. It would be like in direct sunlight on the beach all day. I'd be like, yep, I have that.
You have no standards.
I don't. I absolutely don't. Do you know that shop right near here? When I want to, you know, you open up the little glass cabinets. It's got all those pastries in there, and you're like, how long have they been in there for? Often in there, aren't I?
Mate,
I'll have a pasty. I'll have a sausage roll. I don't care. I just think I need to be a little bit more.
You need to be more picky.
A little bit more picky about what goes in. Because I literally anything I will eat.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.